Well, as we come up to Christmas, if you're a parent or a grandparent, you'll know that plenty of the toys you buy for your kids or your grandchildren require batteries. And these days, the batteries are so tiny, but they certainly can represent a danger. And that danger is a particular problem at this time of the year because of the number of batteries we end up having around the house. Belinda Joyce is a midwife and an expert in this area and joins us on the program. Thanks for your time, Belinda.
Thanks, Quinton. Thanks for having me on.
Why are batteries dangerous?
Look, batteries are small and they're shiny, and children see them and think that they're a lolly or a toy. And as you know, all children put everything in their mouths.
Yes.
So if they go in their mouths, they could swallow them or even just breathe them in. And that's where the danger arises.
Is there a difference between the type of batteries and the danger? Because it seems to be increasingly smaller batteries are used in more toys.
Yeah, absolutely. So the smaller flat batteries or battery button batteries, some people call them coin batteries, are much more dangerous.
But the ones you get in a watch, they're now in toys as well.
They are. They're in so many little novelty items, flashing Christmas jewellery, even thermometers and calculators, car keys, that kind of thing. They're all over the home. And they're not always aimed at children. So you might not think that they need to be kept out of the way of your child, but they're all over your house.
And what sort of danger and what impact can that have if the child puts the battery in their mouth?
So it can cause choking or actually asphyxia, where the child can't breathe at all. But more often it can get caught in the throat or even a little bit further down the esophagus, and it can actually burn through the esophagus in under 2 hours, which is really frightening.
That is frightening. What sort of precautions can we take as parents and grandparents?
I think the most important thing is just to know that they are so dangerous and to have a really good look around your home to see what has button batteries inside of them. So the items we mentioned before, even things like the little fake candles, musical cards, little key rings that have torches and other things on them, LED lights, those kind of things. Do an inventory of your house and then just make sure those things are stored up high. Storing any of your unused batteries out of reach, disposing of them really quickly after they've finished using them. Most councils have free disposal. And just checking any toys or anything that's given to a young child, whether it has the batteries in it or not, and purchasing toys and items that actually say that they're intended for children under 3 years or under 36 months. Most of the time, the battery compartments are actually screwed closed, or they have a really sophisticated sort of compartment that's quite difficult for a child to open.
So it's making sure, for instance, those screws are actually screwed in properly and all those compartments are actually locked up.
That's right. And check it regularly.
And I guess the issue is that, and this is with anything with kids, it is impossible as parents and grandparents, we all have the right intentions, but it's impossible to keep your eye on them 24 hours a day.
It absolutely is. And something small and shiny is always going to draw their attention.
Medical help's obviously critical and getting help quickly.
It is. And often the problem is that we don't always know what a child has done. So if you notice any choking, noises, sort of coughing, difficulty breathing, even just, you know, not wanting to or swallowing, anything like that, it's worth taking them straight to emergency. If you really, if you know that they have ingested a battery, it's really a 000 phone call. You can always call the poisons line as well. That's 131126, and they're awesome at helping you figure out what to do next.
They are really good tips for us. Thank you so much for your time, Belinda.
Thanks, Quinton.
Midwife Belinda Joyce.